Here are the top five small cap altcoins for 2025.
All five of these coins could 100x in 2025. And at the end of the episode, we got one bonus pick to help make you rich.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing the top five small cap crypto altcoins for 2025. And all of these have the potential to 100x or more. And if you watch to the end of the episode, you'll see a bonus pick.
Okay, let's jump right into it. Let's not keep our listeners waiting any longer than they have to, so they can start making money with these low cap gems. Mm-hmm. Let's jump into one of the most undervalued projects on Solana, and that is Block Asset. Officially partnered with the UFC, this is a GambleFi platform that is set to eliminate millions of block from circulation this year. So when you start to see an increase in demand and people wagering on this platform with exponential growth, and they're removing tokens from supply all year long, what do you think it's going to do to the price?
Yeah, so Block Asset is our pick in the GambleFi sector. It is still a small cap with 100x potential. You look at the valuations of global gambling businesses, they're massive, multi-billion. You look at the valuation of even Rollbit, which hit $1 billion. Then you look at the valuation of Block, which is like 15 to 20 million. That's why we say this is a top small cap for 2025 that can 100x, because the token now, as Josh mentioned, is specifically tied to the revenue that the sports betting and casino platform of BlockBet is making. So the more revenue that BlockBet makes, the more the token is probably going to go up in 2025. And the killer feature, not only are they going to be improving the sports betting platform this year, but they're going to be adding crypto futures. And crypto futures is a massive money generator for any business. And again, the more revenue that BlockBet makes, the more the token is going to go up. And when you see the UFC partnership, you see the William Hill executives, the top multi-billion dollar sports betting guys that Block Asset has hired, 2025 year is going to see a massive, massive explosion for BlockBet, for sports gambling. So it has to be in your top small caps.
Okay, so the first project we had was GambleFi. The second project we're going to have in our portfolio, because we do want to have, you know, some variance to ensure that we're well diversified, and that is Sturdy Finance. It is an AI DeFi play that sits inside of the BitTensor ecosystem. It is also now sitting inside the Yuma portfolio, which is backed by Barry Silbert. Barry Silbert started Grayscale, has introduced traditional finance into Bitcoin in 2013 when it was trading at like $13. The very first subnet was Sturdy Finance, placed inside this Yuma portfolio to receive massive funding. Sturdy Finance is backed by Y Combinator. Y Combinator has backed, you know, giant Web2 companies like Airbnb. It has the backing of Pantera. It has the backing of pretty much every billionaire out there.
Yep.
They are growing exponentially. I think when you look at how powerful AI is, especially with when it comes to the BitTensor ecosystem, I think when you look at, you know, the incorporation with Ondo Finance and real world assets, who knows what's going to happen there. You know, this is a platform. It's sitting at what, like a $15, $20 million market cap currently. I think this one could absolutely skyrocket.
I think the huge thing for Sturdy Finance this year is the integration of smart contracts and EVM compatibility for BitTensor, because Sturdy is a DeFi play. Sturdy is the DeFi powerhouse of BitTensor, and EVM compatibility is going to bring in billions and billions of dollars of TVL from EVM blockchains onto BitTensor, and that means DeFi money is coming, and Sturdy is the DeFi play for BitTensor. So for me, I see BitTensor growing, I see smart contract compatibility, I see Sturdy with a small market cap. that can 100x this year.
Okay, beautiful. So now there's a sector that currently the entire sector sits at $1.5 billion. When you compare that to the DeFi sector that sits at $150 billion, we need to have some DeFi sitting in our portfolio. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, we need some small caps that are building that have some, you know, really big catalysts upcoming. So maybe we could look at adding something like Poseidon DAO. The ticker is SCI to our portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you watched our number one perfect 2025 crypto portfolio episode, you saw that we had Axon DAO, AXGT, and Mudo Hub DNA in that portfolio. But for this one, we're going to take our other two DeFi plays. And the first one of those, these are small cap plays. The first one is Poseidon DAO Sai. So what they've done is they've built a new blockchain powered DAO to provide a new way of funding for cancer and Alzheimer's. And these are massive global issues, huge healthcare problems that require a new and innovative type of funding that crypto and blockchain technology can enable. And when you look at the valuations of some of the other DeFi projects in the industry, things like, you know, Vita DAO and Research Coin with huge valuations. And then you look at Poseidon DAO, just because it just launched, it has a very, very small market cap. And the tokenomics and the burning of the Sai token lead us to believe that this small cap could perform very well as DeFi becomes a bigger trend.
Yeah, improved diagnostic accuracy for tailored to your unique genetic makeup. This is personalized healthcare. And you talked about, you know, burning and revenue. These guys actually have several ways of generating a lot of revenue, and I think that's going to be really important. I think this is what investors are going to want to look for, projects that can generate revenue. So they have intellectual property commercialization, data monetization, on-chain donations, so the revenue generated. So a lot of these donations that occur in other areas of the medical fields, you know, maybe 50% makes it to where it's supposed to go. With this, 95% of the donations will make it to where it should be headed. They have equity in biotech startups and then all the transaction fees that are going to occur. And a lot of this, all this revenue that's being generated is going to be burned as well. So this should put a lot of momentum and power into the token.
100%. So we're going to continue on the DeFi category here because there is another small cap coin in the DeFi sector, which I think is slated to perform very well in 2025 and beyond. And that's Wellshare Health. So just like Poseidon DAO, this is a brand new launch in the DeFi sector that's taking an innovative approach to solve certain problems. Now, they started off with an app that's collecting your data to solve and help diabetes research, right? But they saw so much interest from the diabetes sector that they're actually launching a spinoff of Diabetes DAO and a new token for 2025. And I think Wellshare and their technology is actually going to move away, you know, not out from diabetes, but move, they're going to start to include other areas of healthcare, such as potentially cancer, potentially Alzheimer's, potentially Parkinson's, right? They can use the patented Wellshare app and the data collection that they and AI and all that, and they can start to bring in different areas of medicine. In addition to, Wellshare holders are now incentivized to buy and hold the token because they get to receive the new diabetes tokens like DIA or something. That's going to be launching this year as well.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to be the massive catalyst. I think we've seen that with Max, and that was originally going to be one of our small cap gems. But unfortunately, it went from a $5 million market cap to a $200 million market cap. So anybody who follows us on our Twitter, on our X, or on our Discord, congratulations. You've just seen a 40X. But the principle is almost going to be semi-similar. Mm. So the more token that you hold, the more you're going to gain access to this new DIA token. Mm-hmm. So you're going to want to gobble up a bunch of Well. And, you know, there's some talks about some huge partnerships with Novo Nordisk, you know, maybe some Coinbase listings. Mm-hmm. You're already providing data for free to Aura, to all your different apps and stuff. Mm. This platform is so simple. You're monetizing the data that you're sharing already. It's simple. It's seamless. It's on Base. And I think this is another small cap gem.
Yeah, maybe Wellshare can be the Max of DeFi.
It could be. Yeah. Really learn.
Yeah. All right. So now we have our fifth pick for our top five small caps for 2025, and that's Otherverse. Now, this is a coin that we've covered for a while. It launched last year, and they had some hurdles. They had a potential exploit, which they actually stopped before it did any damage to the token holders. So kudos to them for detecting the exploit. They stopped all activity on their smart contract and immediately launched a new coin. Everyone was paid out exactly how much they had. But of course, that takes time to get over. The new token has to be listed on CoinMarketCap. People have to be communicated, all that kind of stuff. That's fine. It's better than the hacker stealing all the coins and completely destroying the project, right? So actually, kudos to the Otherverse team for that. But with that comes a buying opportunity because now no one's talking about it. The market cap is very small. The volume is very low. But we still know they have a platform that's been in development for 20 years. They have a platform that's processed billions of dollars worth of transactions in their Web2 model. And when you look at the team, you talk to them, you listen to their spaces, all that kind of stuff, you know that they have crazy partnerships lined up for 2025. We've heard rumors of massive live events with huge artists or musicians. We've heard some potential partnerships with very worldwide known brands to bring their products into the metaverse. So what do you think is going to happen to a low market cap, low volume token when they announce massive global partnerships? That could move the other token massively. And it's not UTHX anymore, it's UTHR.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the metaverse is a relatively slept on industry. It's a relatively slept on category. And for good reason, because I don't think anybody's ever built the right platform required. I think what Brian has done and what the Otherverse team has done, I think they have created that platform that could actually see, you know, the millions, if not hundreds of millions in transactions occurring within the metaverse that they have built, that the, you know, the 40 plus patents that they have available to them and all these other things. So I think you're right. What happened at the launch, it could have gone more smooth, but I think that leads to a buying opportunity. And I think 2025 is going to be the year that we see the catalyst, and Otherverse holders should be rewarded for what happens in the future.
For sure. So those are our top five small cap altcoin picks. Of course, none of this is financial advice. This is just our own research. These are coins that we personally hold and believe in. If there's any small cap altcoins that we missed that need to be in our portfolio this year, let us know in the comments.
Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.